Compassion is given against the disease in the heart.
On je dan lijek za bolest u srcu.
What is a bolest u srcu? There are five things which are troublesome to the heart.
Što je bolest u srcu? Postoje pet stvari koje su neprilika za srce.
First, it is the ignorance that the eternal soul thinks itself to be matter.
To je neznanje kad duhovna duša misli da je materija.
Everything, something which is temporary, that's a real thing.
Kad neko misli da ono što je privremeno, prava stvar.
Everything, that which is actually miserable, is a source of happiness.
Kad neko misli da ono što je u stvari jadno, na izvor sreća.
This is called one cause of misery, avidya, ignorance.
To je jedan uzrok neznanja, avidya, neznanje.
The second thing which is troublesome to the heart is asmita, or false ego.
Druga stvar koja ne prilika za srce je asmita, ili lažni ja.
False ego is experienced in two ways.
Lažni ja se osjeća na dva načina.
First, the concept of I am, for instance.
Prvi, na primjer, na način ja sam Hrvat.
Or German, or a man, or woman, singer, or
ili Njemac, ili muškarac, ili žena, ili pjevač, ili čista čut.
Here the soul is also losing its true identity as an eternal part of Krishna.
Duša gubi svoj pravi identitet kao vječna pratica sluge Krishna.
From this false concept of I, another false concept comes, that is the false concept of mind.
S ove lažnog poistovjećivanja sa tijelom dolazi drugo lažno poistovjećivanje sa umom.
My house.
A sa mojim otom.
My house. My car.
Moja kuća, moj auto.
My driver's license. The eternal soul, in other words, loses understanding who he is and what is his surrounding. The next troublesome thing is raga or attachment. And the next is hatred. If I am very attached to, for instance, my family, I might hate the neighbors who have a better car.
Ako sam ja vama vezan za svoju familiju, mogu biti susjede koji imaju bolje kola.
Or in Germany we have this problem. Many people are very attached to the concept I'm German and they hate every foreigner like anything.
U Njemačkoj ima taj problem da su mnogi vezani za pojam ja sam Njemac i onda mrze strance.
If people from other countries, they sometimes stay in houses, sometimes these houses are burnt and they are roasted like maroons. It's happening more and more. It's not for laughing, it is good, tragic.
Ako neki ljudi recimo snazi stoje u nekim kućama, nekad neki Njemci zapalite kuće i ispržite ih vama, to se dešava sve
češće. Yes, more and more it is happening. Then the fifth suffering is avinivesh, it means total absorption in the bodily conception of life. Tamagun.
Ovi pet vrsta vezanosti kompletno apsorbiranje. Peta vrsta vezanosti je kompletno apsorbiranje u neznanje.
Yes.
Srila Prabhupada once said how these five stages of material consciousness are suffering by comparing the soul in the material world to a son who has left his rich and kind father.
Srila Prabhupada je opisivao dušu koju su napustili u Krišnu, opisivao bi kao sina koji napustio u nebu na tijelinci.
Yes. All like a fish on land.
I kao riba na suhom.
Our friend George Harrison has just made another song. It's called Fish on Sand.
Naš George Harrison je napisao pjesmu Riba na pjesku.
Yes, very good. He has taken that idea from Srila Prabhupada, that if the fish leaves the ocean, he suffers.
Uzeo je tu ideju Srila Prabhupada da kad riba napusti ocean, ona pati.
In the same way, the soul leaves the eternal kingdom of God, suffers.
Kao i što duhovna duša kad napusti vječno prebivalište Boga, pati.
So, there are other four, there are also three other causes of misery, and there are also four other causes of misery, but I don't want to give a miserable lecture. For today, it is enough that if you understand the soul comes under the influence of the material energy, it has to suffer birth and death and so many other
things.
Now it is described if someone begins to again develop his eternal consciousness, one of the symptoms he will experience is freedom from suffering.
Opisano da neko počinje svoje buđenje svoje duše, da će osjetiti slobodu od patnje.
Yes. The example has been given. If you plant a seed and put water on it, gradually a tender little plant begins. And the plant develops two little leaves. One is called freedom from suffering. And yet another leaf is Shubhadar, that is all kinds of auspicious circumstances.
Drugi listić je šubada, sve vrste povoljnih
stvari. Not really operates, auspicious.
Auspicious.
Yes.
Pogodnost.
Yes. So the plant of bhakti has in the beginning two aspects, freedom from suffering. It's one of the blessings, and the other blessing is all kinds of auspiciousness appear in your own life.
Dakle, ta bita koja raste, bhakti je razvijetno dva listića, jedan je oslobođenje od patnje, a drugi je sve moguće pokornosti za upravljanje.
But as you go and develop bhakti, the devotee goes through different phases.
Ali kad počnete sa bhakti, bhakta prolazi kroz dvije faze.
Yes. And finally, after going through different phases, he comes to a platform of steadiness in devotional
service.
So today, I want to describe to you the different phases through which a young devotee goes, and you will smile, laugh, and sometimes cry.
karta prolazi, ove različite faze, vi ćete se smijati i ponekad plakati.
One eye will smile, the other will cry. Because you will see how your struggle to eternal life is so human.
Ćete vidjeti da borba u duhovnom životu je so human.
Human, yes. So ljudska, yes. So ljudska. Yes, and also humorous, you know. So, what I will describe is how someone who is unsteady in spiritual life becomes steady while he is executing the process of Krishna consciousness. The first stage is that one is extremely enthusiastic.
Like
we see all the young mountains louder than the 20,000 Russians, you know.
Nekoliko mata je glasnije nego 20,000 Rusa.
In the beginning this enthusiasm is very strong.
U početku ovaj entuzijazam vrlo jak.
Some of our older friends like Mladen? Might remember.
Neki od naših starih prijatelja kao što je Mladen mogu se sjećati.
But that enthusiasm is not always very substantial. The example has been given of a little child. When you give him a book, he thinks, now I'm also a scholar. And he becomes very enthusiastic. Not because of the book, but because of a certain concept. He cannot read the Knige. He's a little child. Someone gets a musical instrument and then he's very enthusiastic. Finally, I have guitar. Now I'm also like Jimi Hendrix. he's not enthusiastic because he knows to play nice music, but he's enthusiastic because of a certain
concept.
Now we come to the second stage. See, I wanted to say in this way also the new devotee who is not yet on the platform of steadiness suffers from false enthusiasm.
Na ovaj način mladi bhakte koji još nisu na nivou spremnosti, postojanosti, imaju
vlažnost,
vlažnost
entuzijazma. Ja. He thinks, now I'm also a great soul.
Oni misle, e sad sam ja velika duša.
And all the kamis are foolish.
I svi su kamis.
I'm much better.
No,
even is a little arrogant sometimes.
Čak je pomalo arrogant.
It's not because his heart is full of love for Krishna. But because of a certain concept. Oh, I'm dressing now with this powerful clothes and I'm having tilak on the forehead.
Ma misli ako obuko u odjeću gdje stavio tilak da je vrlo indijski.
So the second stage is called Ganatarala. It is sometimes the new devotee is enthusiastic, but then the next day he's not so enthusiastic. Ganatarala. This is like a child. Well, where's this new book? You know, he's just very impressed, but the next day. I remember when I was a child, I was having a guitar. And the first week I was playing, you know, and I thought I'm practically, you know, the master of the guitar. But then my friend said, it sounds terrible. Then I was ready to go, bang, the guitar against the board. 7 years old. So the new devotee also, very enthusiastic, but because he cannot really, he is not deep, and he doesn't understand the scriptures. And he also has no real ukust. Therefore, he again falls down from his platform and at this stage, the devotee goes through an internal conflict. Shall I live my life happy in family life? Shall I marry? Or maybe I should just go to Vrindavan, give up all this entanglement, and just become renounced. But we know that sometimes great devotees are married. Yudhishthira, Maharaj Dhruva, the Pandavas, five. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Prabhupada. Maybe I should follow their example, enjoy a little bit this life, mala 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 mala, and parallel become execute Krishna consciousness. After all, if I give up too early my material attachment, I will sit there and all I think about is my material attachment. I should not be a cheater. Let's be iskreni. Let us be. We are attached, so let us live out our attachment. But I know. I have nothing to do with this material world. Relationships are like the relationships on the stage.
Odnosi su kao odnosi na pozornici.
Temporary and short.
Privremeni kratki.
And they don't give the real ecstasy of love of God.
I ne daju pravu ekstazu ljubavi prema Bogu.
In this way, no, the next morning he says, I go to Vrindavan. Then all my problems will be solved. India.
India.
Oh. So in this way it goes back and forth. Should I marry or not? Should I stay here or not? The young devotee is highly indecisive. He cannot make a decision. Now comes the fourth. It's called Vishaya Sangara. Yes, struggle with the senses. I'm too fat. I should not eat so much. Only the tongue. After the food has passed over the tongue, only work. Digestion. Going to the private place. Why am I so attached to eating? Then, you know, it's a Sunday feast. My eternal friend and enemy. And he wants to eat. Simply shlagom. Cheese, sabji. Manjulalis. Pancakes and other such delights.
And
then, okay, he did it again.
No.
Next Monday, getting too fat. My mind is so disturbed all the time. I don't feel like living in my body, in someone else's body. And he fights with the sense of
death.
And he always loses the fight. Should I smoke? Should I give up smoking? Marlboro is Maya.
Marlboro is Maya.
So it's both Maya.
M-M-M.
I never smoke Marlboro again. Marlboros are just knuffost. Marlboro is so exploitation of the third world. Blue Marlboro. In other words, that which the new devotee fights again, he becomes attracted to that. Now comes the fifth
symptom.
Niyamaksha. It is the inability to uphold vows. Yes. The devotee says from tomorrow morning on, I will be very clean. It's enough. My life is miserable. I will raise up and 2:33 And then I will take a shower and 12 minutes. And then I will just chant and chant and and then I will only eat once a day. And only fruit. And then I will be very humble. No, not an ego. And practically, after 1 month doing this, I will be self-realized. But he's able to do it 2 days. And the third day, he takes a long rest, you know, just to come to the morning program. And the fourth day, he faced with so many of his weaknesses. So Vishaya Sangaram means to struggle with the senses. Lalilala means to struggle with the senses. And the other symptom means to do something practical for your spiritual development. You're not able to.
Drugi simptom da učiniti nešto praktično za svoj duhovni razvoj nismo sposobni to učiniti.
Now the sixth is a very dangerous obstacle.
Šesti je vrlo vrlo opasni.
So if anyone knows if you follow bhakti for some time, you will be or Krishna consciousness, you will be attracted to certain people. It will praise you. You are a very special person. And you become influenced by that. Oh yeah, and actually one out of millions. He says, out of many thousands, one is maybe interested in self-realization. And again, out of those people, maybe out of many of those people, sometimes it also happens that a devotee is given immense material facilities.
Nekad se događa da je bhakti dane velike ogromne materijalne pogodnosti.
People give me, for instance, big cars and things like that.
Ljudi. Kao što ljudi njemu daju velike aute.
And one thinks, oh, I can enjoy. After all, I'm a little special. And in this way, the unsteady, or not fit, let us say, the devotee who is not yet fixed in spiritual life, he will begin to enjoy material things.
Na taj način onaj koji nije utemeljen u svom drugom životu počinje uživati sa starima.
Like name, fame, and glory.
Da, onda ime, slava i
glory. Or material facilities.
I sve materialne podobnosti.
Sometimes he will just be in Krishna. Anyways, so these six symptoms are the symptoms of someone who is not yet fixed in spiritual life. But as the devotee advances, he comes, he overcomes these symptoms of unfixed devotional service.
And
at that half the time, his heart is only satisfied with Krishna. And because he is so much attracted to Krishna, he does not have any problems to give up material life. It is described when one comes to Krishna consciousness, it is like the feeling of a person who has gone through a desert and became very thirsty.
Opisano kad neko dođe u svjesnost Krišna, to je kao osoba koja prođe kroz pustinju i postane vrlo žedna.
And then he came under a shady banyan tree.
I onda dođe pod sjenovito banjano drvo.
And there he found many cups of very cool.
I tu nađe mnogo čaša sa veoma hladnom vodom.
Or a person who comes to Krishna consciousness compared to someone who was very diseased.
Ili osoba koja dođe u svjesnost Krishna uspoređuje se s nekim koji je veoma bolestan.
Deadly disease.
Smrtno bolestan.
So that he couldn't eat or sleep.
I ne može ni jesti ni čak ni spavati.
But he gets the amrita, the nectar of the heavenly planets, which brings new cells into his body,
drives the disease easily away.
Such a devotee who comes to Krishna consciousness is a steady devotee, not an unsteady devotee.
Takav bhakta nije neutemeljen, nego utemeljen
bhakta. Yesterday we were talking of the art of being different.
Jučer smo govorili o umjetnosti biti drugačiji.
You know, when one is not yet fully in Krishna consciousness, it is sometimes a little difficult to maintain Krishna consciousness if one again falls away from the practice.
Kad neko dođe u svjesnost Krishna, tu on sam tu zajedno.
Yes. If one is new in Krishna consciousness, there is a danger that one sometimes falls away.
Kad je neko novi u svjesnosti Krishna, onda postoje opasnost da otiđe, da padne.
One doesn't, very difficult to live, so to say, in the association of non-devotees and at the same time practice Krishna consciousness.
Vrlo je teško živjeti sa ne-bhaktama i istovremeno praktizirati svjesnost Krishna.
So that's why one sometimes gives up the process.
Zbog toga nekad neko odustane od procesa.
You do too. But if you just follow and continue to give water to your plant of bhakti.
Međutim, ako samo nastavite i dajete vodu u vaše biljke bhakti,
that plant will grow more and more and more.
Ta biljka će rasti više, 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 više.
It will grow through the stage of unsteady devotional service.
Proći će kroz nivo nefiksiranosti, nepostojanosti.
Then you're very steady.
Onda ćete se vrlo postojani.
Nothing can shake you at that time.
Ništa vas neće zamiriti.
It is described that a person on such a platform doesn't even become disturbed with the death of his own body. In Germany, one devotee died who was on this platform. It was a Mataji who had cancer. Had to, in her last days, she obviously didn't want to give up her body in the hospital.
So,
Muž was just stealing her out of the kidnapping her out of the
hospital.
And she came to the farm. And after 2 days,
i nakon dva dana napustila je tijelo.
because all the doctors in the hospital have said it's hopeless, it cannot be cured. But they just wanted to make two more days money. On the next holiday. So on the farm, she felt exactly now the time is coming, I have to go. So she asked the devotees to put on the japa table, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, the atmosphere was full of the spiritual sound. She asked the devotees to please not sing, because she needed to concentrate herself.
Tražila od bhakta da ne pjevaju jer je bilo jer je željela se koncentrirati.
And then she breathed three times.
I udahnula tri puta.
Then the third came, she left her body through the mouth.
Kada je došla treća, napustila tijelo kroz usta.
Which is done by great yogis.
Što učine veliki jogi.
The ordinary person lives through nadis, which are ending in the lower parts of the body.
Obične osobe napuštaju tijelo kroz one nadije koje idu kroz niže dijelove tijela.
And while she was leaving, she was smiling.
I dok je napuštala tijelo, ona se smiješkala.
It was a happy doviđenja.
Sretan doviđenja.
Because she had suffered in that body for 1 year.
Zato što je ona patila u tom tijelu jednu godinu.
And could practically not do devotional service. Even chanting rounds was extremely difficult. It took the whole day.
Zato što nije radila službu, nego čak je i mantrala gotovo cijeli dan.
A little bit before I spoke to her on the telephone.
Nešto malo prije toga ja sam razgovarala s njom na telefon.
And she said that at this moment it's still very difficult for her to leave. Because of attachment. She said, not so easy to give it up, the identification of the eternal soul with the body, even when you are so sick like me.
Nije tako lako napustiti tijelo, odustati od njega, čak ni kad si ovako bolestan kao ja.
But by Krishna's mercy, she became steady.
Ali Krishna milošću postala je utemeljena.
And then, just easily.
I ona je lagano
proputovala. On her way back to Krishna.
Na svojom putem povratka Krishna.
So, how do you... Good, isn't it? A very good example. We should, in this life, try to come to the platform of steadiness. And the process is given here. It says, regular attendance of the Bhagavatam class. Yes. See, when he hears the lecture or hears the Bhagavatam, the result is that the mind becomes fixed on Krishna. Provided you really hear. Yeah. And you become enthusiastic to do some service.
I da postanete entuzijatični za činjenje neke službe za čiste bhakte.
And by just doing this Bhagavatam hearing and service to Krishna through the devotees.
I slušajući ono Bhagavatam i čineći službu, radići službu za Krishnu kroz druge bhakte.
You become just so steady. And the troublesome things which trouble you in the astrita, they are, you leave them behind.
I te nepogodnosti koje uznemirio vaše srce, a ostavit ćete iza sebe.
And also these six symptoms of unsteadiness.
I ovaj i šest simptoma neuznemirenosti ćete prerasti.
So I'm very happy to be here at Split and talk about these subject matters.
Veoma sam sretan što smo ovdje u Splitu da govorimo o ovim temama.
Tomorrow I want to deal with a very critical question.
Sutra se želim suočiti sa veoma kritičnim pitanjima.
Someone might say, I have tried many times, but I don't have the real ukus.
Neko može reći, ja sam probao toliko mnogo puta, ali nemam pravi ukus.
Why is it so, and how can one experience very quickly the spiritual ukus?
Zašto da tako, kako neko može brzo ovaj... dostići ovaj ukus.
Because then I think we all understand if we deeply experience love for Krishna and taste for the chanting the holy name, then our lives will just be very spontaneous, we feel a spontaneous attraction.
Kad dostanemo ovu ljubav prema Krishni i ljubav prema Krishna, Krishna
and the taste for the holy name.
I ukus za sveto ime, onda ćemo postati stvarno utemeljeni.
We are spontaneously attracted.
Na spontano ćemo biti privučeni.
We don't even have to fight to control our mind.
Čak se nećemo morati boriti da kontroliramo um.
The mind is attracted like a magnet in such a state to Krishna and it won't leave Krishna.
Na tom nivou um je tako privučen kao magnet Krishna mi ne želi ga uopće ostaviti.
So, yeah, we'll end for the day.
Ovo su završili za danas.
Today we have to do some preparations, I think, for our evening program. We hope that also the rock and roll group will take part with all the audience. Bring all the audience. But do you have any pitanyas?
There is a statement in Chaitanya Charitamrita that all jivas are expanding in a shankarshan.
Jiva is all the same in everybody.
Ali sad dolazimo do pitanja osobenosti. Duša najbolje ista, ali svaka opet osoben i različit u drugim.
But now we are coming on the point of personality. Everyone is a person, different than the other, and in the same time is
same
have same qualities.
I sad, šta u stvari predstavlja ta osobenost? Šta je to?
So, what does it mean, personality? What is that?
The first part of your question is like this. When the living entity comes into this world, into this universe, it comes because the Lord, and that Lord is called Sankarshan, glances and by glances on the matter, and by this glance the living entity is brought, so to say, into the material manifestation. And it's Shankarshan,
you see. Yeah,
See, this
form of Vishnu, his name Shankarshan. Shankarshan, this is his name, who looks on the world and impregnates the living entities.
Shankarshan je onaj koji pogleda materijalni svijet i u njega oprođuje materijalni svijet sa dugom ilusijom.
That means they are in him and he looks and they come out of him.
To znači da su one u njemu i da on pogleda i one izađe iz njega.
So now about the individual soul. The individual soul, you mean, your question is, what does it mean to be an individuality? The personality. Like in this world, we have certain individual characteristics.
U ovom materijalnom svijetu imamo određene individualne karakteristike.
The four characteristics of an individual.
Četiri karakteristike individua.
His qualities.
Njegove kvalitete.
His activities.
Njegove aktivnosti.
His form.
Oblik.
Is his name.
Ime.
So you have also a spiritual name.
Imaš također i ti svoje duhovno ime.
In your spiritual identity.
I svoj duhovni identitet.
You and your spiritual identity also a certain form.
Ti i tvoj duhovni identitet imate određeni duhovni oblik.
Which is not this form.
Koji nije ta
forma. Even the beautiful hairs may not be there in that form.
Čak ni lijepa kosa ne mora biti u obliku.
You have certain activities that you do.
Imaš određene aktivnosti koje obavljaš.
And also, you know, in service.
Imaš svoju službu.
You might carry Krishna's flutes.
Možda nosiš Višnjinu flautu.
That might be your activity.
To je možda tvoja aktivnost.
Or you might make flower shoes for Krishna.
Ili možeš raditi postole od cvijeća za
Krishna. And you have also name, form, activities and qualities. Yes. You might like to sometimes joke with Krishna. There is one devotee of Krishna who always